Iran's UN ambassador, Javad Zarif, Thursday charged that a British-French draft resolution requiring Tehran to halt uranium enrichment is aimed at creating an artificial crisis. The draft resolution, introduced in the Security Council one day earlier and backed by the United States, would carry the force of law under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. It demands that Iran suspend all enrichment-related and reprocessing activities and halt construction of a so-called heavy-water nuclear reactor. As the five veto-wielding council powers met to discuss the language of the text, the Iranian envoy described it as confrontational.
If anything, the draft indicates the intention of those who drafted it to create a crisis where a crisis is not needed, to create an atmosphere of tension where our region, which our region does not need, and which can be avoided simply by allowing serious, reasonable, sober discussion on valid proposals.
The Iranian envoy said if the draft is an attempt to get Tehran to agree to cooperate, it's, in his words, not a good one. He said Iran does not respond well to threats and intimidation. He noted that his country had suspended uranium enrichment for 2 years during negotiations with Britain, France, and Germany. Those talks eventually proved fruitless. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton denied the proposed resolution was an attempt to provoke a confrontation. He called the draft a straightforward measure, consistent with a previous Security Council statement in March and earlier resolutions of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
It requires a strategic decision by Iran to give up the pursuit of nuclear weapons, and specifically to do that in the first stage through suspension of their enrichment and reprocessing activities and the construction of the heavy water reactor. They do that, they have a possibility of living in a different kind of world. If they don't do that, then we have to consider what next to do in the council.
Bolton said negotiations are proceeding at a feverish pace in hopes a resolution could be adopted by Monday. That's when the foreign ministers of the five permanent council members plus Germany meet in New York for what is called an Iran strategy session. Russia and China have expressed reservations about making the resolution legally binding under Chapter 7 of the Charter, but Chinese Ambassador Wang Guangya suggested Thursday Beijing might accept a narrowly worded resolution.
I'm not sure if we can work successfully, constructively. We will be ready. We will see how this text can be improved.
Groups of Security Council diplomats have scheduled at least two meetings Friday to discuss the Iran draft and have signaled they would work through the weekend in hopes of agreeing on language acceptable to all members by the time the foreign ministers arrive on Monday. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.